All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday with Page Kuf Lamed Zayin, the paragraph that begins Tzarich Lahavin. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, five paragraphs into the page. Tzarich Lahavin, a person has to understand. Lo banu ledaber kanal shitos beruchnius. We're not coming here to really speak about matters of spirituality. Rather, medabrim anu al ha'ashrecha ba'olam hazer. So if you remember again, yesterday, quoted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that said, Kachi darka shel Torah, this is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal, you should eat bread with salt. May mishur tishta, drink water. Ba'la aretz tishon, and sleep on the floor. V'chayi tzar techia, live a life of privation. U'betorah ato amal, toil in the Torah. And if you do this in lato osekein, ashrecha v'tov lach. Praiseworthy are you, and it'll be good for you. Ashrecha v'olam hazeh, praiseworthy will you be in this world. It'll be good for you in the world to come. So remember again, we were discussing the idea as to how could the Mishnah call a life of privation ashrecha, praiseworthy. I understand if you want to tell me I'm going to have a lot of reward in the world to come. I understand if you're going to tell me that I am going to have a beautiful Gan Eden. But how can you say that this world is going to be good? So remember his point was that the difficulties that come up with our life in this world is ultimately, again, when we want things, when we desire things. Because, again, it's those desires, it's those wants that ultimately go ahead and create a need, and it's those needs that are left unfulfilled that leave a void inside the individual. Essentially, if a person manages his wants, if a person, as the Mechaber said, doesn't always try to get the additional candy, a person doesn't always try to go ahead and get the additional thing, but a person limits, recognizing that he could be happy with bread and with water, and his needs would be fulfilled. Once I have that mindset, then by definition, I'll have a very good Olam Hazeh. So he says, therefore, Tzarech Lahavin, Lo Banu Ledaber Kanal Shitas Bruchnius. We're not going ahead and talking over here about matters of spirituality. Midabrim anu al ha'ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. We're coming to figure out how a person could feel praiseworthy, how a person could feel content in this world. Chayav and lahavim, we're obligated to understand. Shiyesh maskones acheres la'osher. There is another way. There is another way to ultimately go ahead and feel fulfilled. Yesh maskones acheres la'simcha. There's another valuation. There's another approach to life happiness. Yesh maskones acheres letanug. Hamaskones hazu hi legamrei acheres meachayim sharu makirin ba'olam hativi bonu chayim. So the Mechaber says what we have to start doing is recognizing that there is another path to life happiness. There's another path to life actualization. There's another path to life contentment. He says ma'im ein la'adam hakara shebesocho yesh otzar. If a person doesn't realize that he has a storehouse, a real storehouse for happiness and for contentment within himself, he'll simply run to go ahead and find the storehouse with outside of him. Again, everything comes down to one simple idea, which is not so simple, which is, that does a person realize that everything he really needs to be happy is contained within? So the greatest mistake we make in life is thinking that I'll find happiness outside of me. Happiness does not come outside of you. Happiness does not come from external things. Happiness comes from inside. That's what the Mishnah is saying. If a person would only realize that your happiness is not on your fancy meals, and it's not on your fancy house, and it's not on anything else, but rather happiness is found even within bread, salt, a little bit of water, and a mat to sleep on the ground. Because even if a person were to have that life, which we're not encouraging, but even if a person were to have that life, a person would quickly realize that everything I really need is within, suddenly a person would find an incredible amount of happiness. He gives, and most of this is an incredible mashal. Mashal amad aradoma, let me give you a parable. Adam kona kursa kedei lanuach aleha. A person purchased a kursa is an easy chair. An easy chair. Person purchased a nice easy chair. Mamash, it leans back. The legs come out. It's got a cup holder. Maybe a little, a massage function inside. It's givaldic. Why do I purchase it? because I want to relax. I want to come home at the end of the day. I want to be able to relax. And what happens? Vehu kol zman ratz v'ratz liknos od v'od korsos. Rabbi will say, what happens? Every day I'm on the prowl for a new armchair. So I bought an armchair. I bought an easy chair. What happens? I love easy chairs. So every single day I'm looking for additional easy chairs. And what happens? Hu af pam lo nach ala korsa shiyesh lo b'bayis. There's only one problem. I never actually took the time to sit back and relax on the easy chair I have in my house. V'im kein, l'shem ma, hu tzarech od korsos. And therefore, if that's the case, then what good is it that I bought the easy chair? What good is it that I'm looking for more easy chairs if I've never actually taken the time to enjoy the one that I have? Yesh lanu metzius shal osher, simcha, ta'anug v'shava. We have the ability to have a life of incredible fulfillment, incredible happiness, incredible enjoyment and tranquility. But the way it works is you have to believe from the outset that the ingredients for a life of happiness, of fulfillment, of tranquility exist within. And then afterwards they have to try to connect with it in an active fashion. So we'll say the theme over here is this he's repeating this same basic idea, which is the reason why, remember we'll say how this all started? This all started because he pointed out the reality that many of us are not happy. And why are we not happy? Because you don't feel fulfilled. And why don't you feel fulfilled? So often if you ask people, it's because I have not accomplished or acquired everything I want to. And the Mechaber says, well, if that's how you're gauging your happiness, you'll never be happy. You'll never be fulfilled. Rather, what everything starts with is a recognition that what I need to be happy is within. I have already. Again, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't enjoy something nice from the outside. But I must remember, that's the difference between establishing what I need versus what's nice. So everything that's on the outside world is supposed to be nice. If I want to enjoy it, great. But it's not a need. Person has to realize that ultimately, again, the neshama that he has, person has to identify as a neshama, and by identifying as a neshama, a person begins to realize everything I need to be happy is within. Ratzon ta'alicha masosh atzmit be'arnu atkan es hatfisa hamachshavtit shebedavar. So we've established until this point kind of like the intellectual underpinning of this argument, the basic intellectual construct. Ninase lahamshich be'ezras Hashem hala lahazbir es hadvarim yoser bechaye hayomim etzal ha'adam. We will now go ahead and try to figure out the halacha l'maisa. So you know we've been speaking in abstract concepts. Let's now begin to put a little bit of meat on the bones and discuss how we actualize this. Okay, the dugma. Let's give an example. Adam kam baboker. A person gets up in the morning. Umegale shevalayla shachach liskar sachalom. So we'll say what happens. So I wake up in the morning and I realize I didn't close the window. Nishba ruach pratsim azo. So what happens? So a wind came through the house at night. Veha agartal hamiyuchad shamad bepinas hachader nafal al haritzba v'hisnapit l'resisim. So the truth is, I don't know what this word means. I tried to even look it up. I guess I have to ask an Israeli. I'm sorry?
Instead of
Hagartel? My gartel fell. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But whatever it is, a vase, right? Oh, that's what it is. It's a vase. Okay. So what happens? So now I had a nice vase, and the wind came and broke the vase. Right? The vase was sitting on a stand. The wind came, broke the vase. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. Good, but the vase fell, and what happened? And it smashed into a bunch of pieces. Hanezek lo kol kach katan. So now, what happens? And the truth is, let's say this was an expensive vase. This was my Ming vase, right? So what happens? So mamish, it was not an inexpensive proposition. Ze lo rak shavya vakaspisha agatal, ela shehu yirusha me'asafta. And to compound things, what else?
Yeah.
Not only is it a nice vase, it was my grandmother's vase. It's a vase. It was my grandmother's vase. Right, azikaron hayachid shnishlo mimena. And what happens? It's mamish. It's the last remnant I have of grandma. You know, this I inherited from Bubby. That was it. This last thing I had from her. Hayom azeh itzel oso ben adam kavar lo sameach b'miyuchad. Now, truth is, the Rabbi says, if you ask this person how you're feeling today, this guy's going to tell you, truth is, I'm not so happy. I'm not so happy. You know, I had this vase. It was worth a lot of money. Plus, it has sentimental value. I'm not happy. Mahi hagisha hanachona lematzav mein zeh. So the Mechaber now asks, so what is the appropriate approach to this type of situation? So I will say, we're going to stop over here, but this type, I'm going to leave you hanging. But here is the test case, because now what we're going to be dealing with, halacha lemaisa, something didn't go right. Something that was important to me was now taken from me. How do I react to that? How do I react to that is going to now determine how, is it really possible to go ahead and contend with adverse circumstances, but yet still feel happy because true happiness stems from within. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll let Mirza pick up with the resolution to our broken vase tomorrow.
As long as grandma wasn't in the vase.
As long as grandma was not in the vase, yes, yes. Well said, well said.
Where you're running to survive, to get things.
A lot of dust all over the
earth. It seems a little bit simplistic. I mean,